This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even though there was a good solid rainstorm here in California a couple of weeks ago, it was nowhere near enough to end the drought that we are still smack in the middle of. So cities are trying to convince people to save water in all kinds of different ways. Los Angeles, for instance, will actually pay you money to rip up your front lawn. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has more now on what some of those conservation efforts look like.
My yard is covered with gravel. Nice-ish landscaping gravel. I have a toddler who loves it, but it is not the prettiest yard in the world. The rosemary bushes and grasses along the edges help. But to be honest, it's a kind of low-water landscaping that gives non-lawn options a bad reputation.
I think that the biggest myth that should be dispelled is that native plant gardens are wild and ugly and look dead during part of the year.
Lily Singer is with the Theodore Payne Foundation for Wildflowers and Native Plants in Southern California. She says with drought-resistant natives,
beautiful gardens can be made.
Lush gardens with flowers. But it takes time for them to grow in, and it takes some work. You can't just pop a plant in the ground, done and done, and walk away.
When you first put in a drought-tolerant garden, it isn't drought-tolerant the day you put it in. These plants are coming from a nursery. They're little babies.
At Theodore Payne's nursery, garden designer Wynn Wilson looks at buckwheat, sage, and heuchera.
This is like a chocoholic in Candyland.
Wilson says low-impact gardens can be incredibly sophisticated. You have to think about the soil, the sun, the plants, the texture, the time of year they'll bloom, and how to get them water.
It's extremely important how we water these new gardens.
Modern irrigation systems have moved well beyond sprinklers on timers. They waste less water, and they've got a lot of moving parts. There are computers, ground sensors, even a 6-inch satellite dish that you put on your house that communicates with weather satellites about humidity and temperature.
We just did a 2,000-square-foot front garden, completely new with the irrigation. We did all of our beautiful systems, and I would say that was approximately $3,500.
And that's just for the irrigation?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Great. But that includes the satellite?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, you get the satellite.
For $3,500, you get the satellite.
Yes.
Of course, you don't need a satellite or a $3,500 irrigation system to have a lovely drought-resistant garden. Just some knowledge about plants, a $10 garden hose, and the time to water them one by one. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.